Nordstrom is here to help you dress in a way that feels totally you with the best spring styles. From boho dresses and matching sets to must-have bags and sneakers, discover thousands of items from lots of your favorite brands like Mango, Reformation, Veronica Beard, and Farm Rio. It's easy too, with free shipping and returns, in-store order pickup, and more. Shop today, in stores and at Nordstrom.com.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Gareth Mullins, executive chef at the Marker Hotel, has come bearing gifts.
Good morning, Pat. How are you? I said I'd try and do a cookery on air, a lesson, but I will see how that goes.
Well, you're not actually going to bake. So this is a lemon and raspberry drizzle cake.
Yeah, and it's the type of cake really that, you know, if you're having a barbecue or you're having friends over, like, it's real summer dish for me. So, and it's really easy to make. So the ingredients part you need, it's kind of equal quantity. So it's 225 grams of butter, 225 grams of caster sugar, 225 grams of self-raising flour, and 4 eggs. And then the lemon part comes from the zest of the lemon. And then after the cake is baked, and I'll tell you how to do that in a second, you need to make a lemon and vanilla syrup. So that's very simply 50 grams of icing sugar, some vanilla extract, 30 mils of lemon juice, and 20 mils of warm water. And that's how the syrup all comes together. And then the icing for the top, or the drizzle part of the cake, is 250 grams of icing sugar, the juice of a lemon, a tablespoon of milk, just so it comes to drizzling consistency, and we're going to finish the cake with fresh raspberries. So to make the cake, what do you need to do? You need to cream together the butter and the sugar. So all that means is, if you have an electric whisk and mixer, great, put the butter, the soft butter and the sugar, mm-hmm. and then just beat it until it starts to go pale in colour. And then we fold in the eggs and the flour and the lemon zest. At this point, try not to mix it too much, just mix it till it comes together. You don't want to release too much gluten in the flour, and I've spoken about that before. And then a preheated oven, 160 degrees for 40 to 45 minutes. Obviously, you're going to put it into a pound cake tin. You can see that the shape of the cake here. And then when it comes out, to check that it's cooked, if you just take a toothpick or a wooden skewer, push it into the centre of the cake, and if the skewer comes out clean, it means the cake is cooked. If there's still batter on the skewer, pop it back into the oven and give it another 5 minutes, and then continue that process until the skewer's
clean. Okay, so now we have the oblong cake. Now, do we keep it in the tin for the moment?
Keep it in the tin, and while it's still warm, what I like to do is push that skewer like an inch apart all the way along the top of the cake, and then while it's in the tin, pour over that vanilla and lemon syrup. And what that does is it moistens up the cake. And then what we're going to do, take it out of the tin.
Hang on a second. Now, lemon and vanilla syrup, which is made with 50 grams of icing sugar, 1 tablespoon of vanilla extract, 30 mils of lemon juice, and 20 mils of water. Do you just mix all that up?
Just mix it all up and you pour it on the top of the cake. Okay. And what happens is then that syrup that you've made seeps down into the cake. It gives it more lemony zing, and it also keeps the cake nice and moist.
Okay,
and
that's already done.
That's done. And you can see there, I just touched it there, it's quite sticky. That's the syrup that's done that. And then the last bit is the lemon drizzle. So again, you just mix those ingredients together, icing sugar, milk and lemon juice. And we're going to literally drizzle.
Oh, now Gareth is piping icing on top of
So we're going to pipe it all on the top. When the cake is a little bit warm, that icing probably, I would like that a little bit looser, but I made it last night and that's why it's a little bit more set. Okay. You put that on top of the cake. When the cake is a little bit warm, that will drizzle down the side of the cake a little bit. And then another flourish, which I think is really important at this time of year, it is wonderful Irish raspberries. And now it's gone from a brown looking cake and it's starting to turn into something that's much more decadent, I would say.
Wow.
And the raspberries have that beautiful tartness as well, which cut across the icing wonderfully. And the final flourish, once I can get these last, is just to dust the whole thing in a little bit of icing sugar. Try not to get it all over the floor. And this is our wonderful lemon drizzle cake with raspberries.
Very pretty.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And I think it's a real showstopper if you're having a barbecue, if you have this on the centre of the table. And you just don't put it in the fridge. Try and leave it out of the fridge because the fridge tends to set it a little bit.
Yeah.
So it
delicious.
Won't last long.
I wish I had a report now to bring our listeners so I could tuck into that. But I'll have to wait till after the show.
I hope the kettle is on.
So that's a very simple recipe. It'll be on our website and on your social media.
Yeah,
and so
I put it up on my Instagram.
There was a survey which was drawn to our attention, commissioned by Warburton's, looking at the top steps to a perfect cookout. Nothing surprising in this, really, was there?
No,
top,
really.
Top foods, burgers, hot dogs, and steak, chicken kebabs, chicken drumsticks.
Yeah, and I think the real key, for me, I think if you could throw a cocktail into the mix there, I'm surprised that wasn't in there. So I would always say try and batch cook something as a base and have it then that you're just going to topper up a spritzer or even an Aperol, I think, is a wonderful thing to serve in
the
garden.
That's very trendy at the moment.
Yeah, and they're delicious. And you know what? They're not too heavy in alcohol because I think that can be a mistake people make at barbecues because you normally start them early in the afternoon. I think trying to have drinks that are a little bit softer in alcohol is a good advice. Jesus, I'm getting sensible in me old age.
The top sauces, ketchup, barbecue sauce, mayonnaise, sweet chilli and mustard. The top breads, and they don't mention my favourite at the moment, white burger bap, a brioche bun, a hot dog bun, a wholemeal burger bap or a pita. No mention of the sourdough.
The sourdough, the hipsters mustn't have been interviewed in this one.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to that raspberry and lemon drizzle cake from Gareth Mullins, executive chef at the Marker Hotel. Gareth, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.